Welcome, everyone. Bez Hashem. We continue with Pele Yoitz Ois Aleph, Shir number 97, and our new topic of Achdus. Very timely for the 9 days. Very timely for all year round, especially during the 9 days, when Chazal tell us that one of the main reasons why we are still stuck in this galus is because of Sinas Chinam, that people have this hatred for others. So they call it a baseless hatred, for no specific reason. And even if he took your parking spot, and now I have give examples of taking parking spots. Someone said to me once, he says, I never lived in Brooklyn. I never planned on living in Brooklyn. I never had problems with parking spots. But you're always talking about parking spots. I said, well, if you lived in Brooklyn, you know what I mean.
I did that.
So it's for us to appreciate and mechazik our achdus and see the positive in other Yidden. And we mentioned yesterday a remarkable Chazal, where the Medrash Tanchuma told us Shafilu im oivdim avodah zarah, that even if there's a generation that do avodah zarah, which is, as we explained, the worst of the worst of avayers ever, kishehem ba'achdus ein midas hadin yochad lishli b'em, when they live with achdus in unity, that means together, they're doing avodah zarah, but they're living in harmony. The midas adin, the attribute of strict judgment, will not show its face. And it sounds contradictory. It sounds mind-boggling. How could that be? And we explained yesterday that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol pushes himself aside and says, you're if I may say the words, kicking me out, because that's what avodah zarah is. It's saying, Hashem, you're not a god. I have other gods to worship. That's avodah zarah, foreign gods. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're with achdus, the midas hadin will not be shredded. And that's it's just to strengthen inside of us how horrific machlokes is. Because when there's machlokes, what we're doing is we're creating din, judgment. And nobody wants to be judged. Says the Pele Yoitz, v'zeho yatam shlo yos HaKadosh Baruch Hu kliyo b'dor haflogo k'mo b'dor ha'mabo. And this is the reason which many of us know as to why Hashem did not destroy the dor haflogo, as opposed to the dor ha'mabo. Now it's interesting, it's called a dor, the generation of haflogo. Haflogo means to separate. Palginon. We have a lashon palgin diburi. We separate things. When it came to the dor ha'mabo, the generation of the flood, they were all destroyed. But the Dor HaFloga came after the Dor HaMabul. They weren't destroyed. What did Hashem do to them? They came to fight together in unity against Hashem. That's exactly what we're discussing here. It sounds ridiculous. You can fight Hashem. Okay, we're not discussing that parsha now. But Hashem did not destroy them. Hashem gave them different languages. And we all know what it's like when you have a language barrier, or even when you speak the same language, how difficult it is communication sometimes. Think about different languages. And Hashem didn't destroy them because they were ba'achdus. They were working in unity. Until, of course, Hashem gave the language. And then they started fighting. Because they came to fight against Hashem. And he says, that's the pshat. When the pasuk says in Bereishis, Hein am echad v'sofa aches l'kulam. They're an am echad. There's a one nation. And they speak one language together. There's an achdus. There's a unity. Va'ata kevin shehem ba'achdus lo yibatsa mihem kol ha'sheyazmu la'asoyis. Shehem midas adin yochil lushal b'ahem. Explains the Pele Yoitz, since they have this achdus, that generation that came to fight against Hashem, which is the greatest example, if you will, of avodah zarah, the generation, it's known as a generation that came to fight against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how they're known as, that generation. But yet the midas hadin did not come down then. That attribute of strict judgment did not come down. When it came to Dor HaMabul, they were stealing from each other. They were doing everything wrong behind their back, in front of their eyes. And Hashem said, you're not living with each other. You're stealing from each other. You're lying from each other. You're killing each other. Violating each other. There's no more world. I'm destroying you. We're starting anew. of a narrative, a novelist, Shom Sfasam. Then Hashem says, we're going to go down and we're going to change the language. Asher lo yishmu ish svas ve'yo, and they won't understand the language of their friend. K'dei she'ikonis machloigas b'neyem v'yeh mokum l'midas adin l'shot b'hem. Look what he says here. You know this. You know what happened? Sometimes we, when you speak the same language, you ask somebody to pass the salt. And the same time you ask a person to pass the salt, you have this big 18-wheeler going by, and boom, he didn't hear you say anything. Because all the noise in the truck was outside. So you asked one time already. Can you pass the salt? The second time. Then the phone rang. So the person didn't hear you. There's a third time. Could you pass the salt? And then something fell off the table. Three times in a row. So you, in your mind, you asked the salt for three times. Three strikes and you're out. I asked you to pass the salt already. So what do you want? What's the big deal? So she asked me once. I'll pass it to her at the scream. So in the person's mind, said, this is already my fourth time. And I'm a nice person, but how much can I take already? Now, obviously, that's absurd. It's ridiculous. But this is what happens with people. That's the same language. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was, explains the Peleoids, he changed their language, and as the Medrash, there's of course much more to it, but as the Medrash says, he asked for the hammer, they gave him the saw. He said, no, I asked for a hammer. He says, here, there's the saw. I said, hammer, why give me a saw? He says, you asked for the saw. Boom, here's it, smash the hammer on the head. Okay, obviously that's what we learn in Chazal, but there's much more to it. So Hashem created a situation where they didn't have a sofa achas, one language. Then you know what happened? Then they started having machlaikas. Since they had machlaikas, the midas adin came down. The attribute of justice came down and executed itself and punished them. So you hear what's going on? What's going on is like this. Because they were working unity, they held back this midas adin. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in this DNA of the world, he created a situation by changing their language, a lack of unity. Midas HaDin came and punished them. This tremendous lesson that we have to take out from here to make sure as much as possible to strengthen our Avos Yisrael, our Achdus. That has to be a goal. We have to wake up in the morning. You kiss the mezuzah when you leave your front door and think to yourself, I'm going to try to mechazik myself in Achdus. I'm not going to be as makbid on my dollar amos. Everything has to be my way. I'm going to let things go. Imagine a world and everything we do in life, whether it's a husband, a wife, friends, not friends, whatever you want to call them, everybody's looking for the other person's benefit. I know, it sounds too good to be true, right? Imagine a world like that. Well, we have to start with ourselves, with that mindset, with that attitude, to create an energy of achdus by giving to others, for looking for the others. Just want to share with you one last thing. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that there was a generation that they were extremely poor. But they each pushed, they had shishim iskasim talas echad. Six people were covered with one blanket. How's that possible? Chaim Shulevitz, that's all, explains. Because it's each person is always pushing to the other one. Each person is always pushing to the other side. You take. It works out. I just saw a little video clip of my nephew, my three-year-old nephew. So, his mother, my sister-in-law, is videoing this clip over here. And my parents got him some toys. Four toys. He opens up the box. And he says, okay, this one is for this sibling. This one is for this sibling. This one is for that. This one's for me. The little baby is too young for the little toy. And then he picks up the toy. He runs after his older brother and sister. Hey, this is for you. Three-year-old little boy. There's what to learn from everybody in any age, in any time. Achdus. Let's mechazik ourselves and midas ha'achdus.